I praise and thank God for this beautiful opportunity that God has given us to come in His presence before His precious Word. For our morning meditation, let's turn to Psalms 9, verses 15 to 18. The heathen are sunk down in the pit that they made. In the net which they hid is their own foot taken. The Lord is known by the judgment which He executeth. The wicked is snared in the work of his own hands. Gaiyon, Selah. The wicked shall be turned into hell, and all the nations that forget God. For the needy shall not always be forgotten. The expectation of the poor shall not perish forever. Through these verses, we can understand that even the Old Testament saints were fully aware of the consequences of their sinful act. The sinful deeds which we see in the world today has its root in the beginning of mankind. Man enjoyed sin to its utmost, thinking he is the master of his own life. But we see how God intervened in the history of man, giving him a slight vision of the eternal judgment that is waiting for man who loves to rebel against God by embracing sin. God was talking to the world through the flood in the time of Noah, then again through the divine judgment that fell upon the city of Sodom and Gomorrah. It is a warning for mankind about the consequences of his sinful act. And we can see how God has kept some evidence of that judgment till now, so that it reminds man how careful he should be with his life. The ark and the Dead Sea still silently talk to mankind, but the one who has ears can hear its voice and escape the judgment of God. In this evil world, we can see how people enjoy sin without realizing the preciousness of this life. The wicked people not only enjoy sin, but they love to do harm to others. They wisely make traps for others, and their wickedness ends up as pits which become the cause of their own destruction. The Holy Scripture warns in Numbers 32 verses 23 that be sure that your sin will find you out. We cannot blame others for the judgment of God that is about to fall upon us. As God judges each person in his righteousness and justice, and every man will be held responsible for his own acts. Though sin gives us its lustful pleasures for a while, remember, the sin itself will drag us to hell, which is a tormenting place for our soul for eternity. The enemy Satan encourages man to enjoy sin in every possible way, and for that he is ready to bless them with all material blessings that they need. He even approached Lord Jesus Christ with this same suggestion of blessings, as he just wants man to be away from God, his Creator. The enemy Satan knows the nature of God, that holy God hates sin and judgment, is waiting according to the righteous ways of God. We also need to live a life with that same awareness that God is love, but He is also an unchanging God who hates sin and judges the wicked ones who enjoy sin, and those who ignore the will of God in their life. Here the psalmist says, the Lord is known by the judgment which He executeth. The psalmist is not complaining that the judgment of the Lord is harsh, but he is glad in the judgments of the Lord, as it helps him to know more about the nature of the righteous Lord. And the Spirit of the Lord says, the wicked shall be turned into hell, and all the nations that forget God. God does not desire that man who is created in the image and likeness of God may end up in eternal hell. And so the Lord gives different opportunities to man to know Him and the preciousness of this life. But when man desires to ignore the ways of the Lord and loves to enjoy sin, God, who is holy, will judge man according to his wickedness. God respects the freedom that God has given man and never interferes in his life forcefully. But Holy Scriptures mentions God as consuming fire, and none can withstand that holy fire unless he finds refuge under the wings of the gracious Lord. But God never forgets people who are humble in their spirit, and their expectation is from the Lord. When eternal judgment is waiting for the people who forget God, God never forgets the humble ones who look unto Him in their life. The more we learn the Word of God, let us be more serious about our life and be careful to be in the right relation with our Lord, our Heavenly Father. The cross stands before us, the New Testament saints, where we have seen how sin is judged by Holy God. So these days, let us work out our salvation with fear and trembling. Let us love the Lord and keep ourselves away from sin. Let us be holy like our Lord so that we will be with our Lord for eternity. May the Lord help us for that. Let us pray. Father, we praise You and thank You for this beautiful opportunity. Thank You for Your precious word. Thank You for speaking to us about how careful we have to be. You are righteous, You are holy, and You are just. Father, help us to work out our salvation with fear and trembling. You are an unchangeable God. Help us to know You more, and help us to walk according to Your will and for Your glory. Lead us and guide us this day. May Your name be glorified. In Jesus' most holy name we pray. Amen. May God bless each one of us. Our Lord is coming very soon. Maranatha.